Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is the last day of July 2024, July 31st, 2024. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform, in us. We appreciate it. You know, we're just we're not just people behind the microphone. We are an active investigative service, and we are engaged in quite a bit, from child sex trafficking and kidnapping and such. Okay, I'm telling you, that's a real thing and it's a real problem, to anything that it appears to be threatening to our constitutional republic, as the Donald Trump assassination is. And you know something, I'm not going to stop talking about this. I'm going to continue to talk about this because we have a huge problem. We have a huge problem. And let me explain, because I've got a great show lined up for you. But there is a big problem no one is talking about. And well, some are. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give props to a viewer, a listener, who made a comment on the show. Very, very good with respect to the investigative product, I would say. And that's, of course, Samantha at Sam's Twitch. Thank you so much for the information you provided, you created. But here's a couple of issues. Now, we have seen, since the assassination attempt of Donald Trump and the murder of a man, a firefighter, and the severely injured two other rally goers, we have seen a lot of people come out and say, okay, we've seen a lot of excuses. We've seen a lot of attempted diversions. We've seen a lot of censorship about the event. We've seen a lot of people throw out information that is demonstrably false or misleading. Okay, we've seen the legacy media, the irrelevant media, really attempt to twist the facts on this. We're seeing social media and places like things like Alexa attempt to erase the assassination attempt, and we're also deafened by the silence, I would say, and not a lot of people are talking about this, by the office that we should be hearing from. And that office, folks, well, let me tell you, they've got the answers. In fact, they control, and you might be ahead of me on this, but they control deaths, or the oversight of deaths in the county, and that's the coroner's office. Have we heard anything from the Butler County Coroner's Office with respect to, number one, who was dispatched to the scene, made the identification, well, pronounced the shooter on the rooftop, the individual on the rooftop, pronounce that person dead? Have we seen anything from heard anything from the Butler County Coroner's Office? No. Do we have a right to that information? Yes, through open records. We have a right to some extremely limited information. Now, always, and I'm having dealt with the coroner's office in my county and elsewhere, I have always, and you always, respect the family of the deceased. End of story. You have to do that. Now, in the public interest, we have a right for at least the identification, do we not, of those deceased at that rally, including and especially the person on that rooftop. We haven't heard anything from them. Not a bit. Now, inquiries to that office are met with, it's an ongoing investigation, we are not going to release any information until further notice. End of story. Period. That's it. Kind of makes you wonder a little bit. But no one in the Senate, no one in the oversight committees really has asked the questions. There's an assumption that Thomas Matthew Crooks is the guy on the roof and is the guy on the slab in the morgue. No one is questioning that. Why not? If you watch the video by Senator Grassley, and there's one out there, it's age restricted, and it's about 20 minutes long, and there's a discussion on the top of the roof about, hey, is there another person in custody? You have someone else in custody as well. Folks, you know what I'm talking about? If you do, great. If not, I'll post the link to that video in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. But it's interesting because there's a lot of information, and understandably, look, at that time, this is concurrent. This is like 7:30, an hour plus after the shooting of the or the killing of the shooter. But there's a lot of information that needs to be followed up from Grassley's video, I believe. In addition to that, on the other side of things, on the more visible side of things, you have, again, props to Dan Bongino and others who are really taking the Secret Service to task for failures or intentional, something more sinister, something more diabolic, which I believe exists here. And we need answers because there is an email from a counter sniper, member of the Secret Service, that the Secret Service deleted, and I'll get to that here shortly, that's saying that, look, this is going to happen again. You know, 30 days from now, it will probably happen again. The very man, this Ronald Rowe Jr., who took over for Kim Cheadle, is part of the problem. And the problem is not just incompetence. The problem is not just DEI practices, although that's a huge part of it. The problem is political ideology inbred within the different federal agencies, including but not limited to the Secret Service and FBI. I'm telling you right now, I've seen that personally. I've witnessed that. I've heard it. And it's affecting the investigation. Now, with me to go over all of this, and I'm going to, Samantha, thank you very much. I'm going to show, hopefully I have your permission, but the links to your videos and everything will be, and your website will be at HagmanPI.com, and you get full credit for all of this, for this particular video one. So, but I've got numerous videos, numerous other pages and such, but let's bring on my partner in crime at the moment, Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. How you doing, sir?
Top of the day, sir. That video that Samantha sent in is very good video.
Yeah.
That's why she made some good points in there.
Yes.
She sent that in, and we didn't rush to show this or rush to anything.
No. Nope.
It came in about a week ago with a very nice email.
Yep.
And forwarded to Doug, and it's...
Now, there are two videos. She's got two
videos.
There
was she said she corrected in the second one.
Well,
she said it, she admitted, but you know what? That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good. It's quality.
And go to HagmanPI.com and click on the link to watch the entire video. But let's start out with this because I think this is so important. And folks, you have to understand, too, we Roger Stone, Alex Jones, part of the discussion that we have with people. Roger Stone saying, look, this is, there's a problem here. There's a problem there. Alex Jones saying, look at this. You know, we've got an issue about identification.
Mm-hmm.
So we are well aware of the individuals who are looking into this and who are trying to really get to the bottom of things, and we appreciate them as well as Samantha. But here's Samantha's video. Again, this is one of our listeners, one of our viewers, kind enough to send the links to the videos to us, as well as
Samantha herself.
God bless her. God bless Samantha. Thank you for this. Let's go to cut one, and beginning around the 207 mark, this is kind of the essence of what we're dealing with right now. Cut one, go ahead. Yeah, 207. If you, yeah, there it is right there. No worries. Eric the Tech is busy as heck, as always.
Good morning, Eric.
What's that? Here we go. For radio listeners, this is a picture of, or a screen cap of Roger Stone's
We don't even know at this point. I'm not inclined to just believe what the Secret Service tells us. So I'm still, I don't even know for a certainty that Thomas Matthew Crooks is the
No. All my sources, water tower shooter and a shooter under Crooks in the window.
Yeah, well, that perhaps that is Maxwell Yerrick. I have sources inside the Pennsylvania law enforcement community who tell me that Yerrick is a suspect. He has previous crimes assaulting Trump supporters. He does seem, I don't have any facial recognition technology, but he does seem to more closely resemble the photo of the corpse. Yes. that the media has.
Well, Roger.
Friend of mine messaged me. I don't want to say names or anything, but she messaged me and she says to me, she says, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. You know, everything's okay. We're home." And this was later that evening. This was later into the evening. And she says to me, she said, "FBI and bomb squad are at our house." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well," so I was asking her last night, I said, "How far away are you from where this all took place?" And she said, probably like, oh, 10 miles maybe, if that. They found the white van. The white van was found. She saw them tow it from right around her location. It was right next door to her.
10
miles.
The
white van that was supposedly full of explosives, and that guy was supposed to have had a detonator on him. Now you tell me why he goes to all the hassle when he has a van full of explosives and a detonator. Why was it parked 10 miles away from the fairgrounds?
10 miles. And how does a 20-year-old scrawny guy in summer heat walk with a gun
10
all the way from that look 10 miles to 10 this miles. Location?
Exactly.
What did she say the FBI and the bomb squad said to her? Did they say anything to her?
All that she would tell me was that they told her that they could not leave their residence. They were to stay indoors and they could not divulge any information.
But you were outside.
Yeah, I was on the outside of the fence.
So you had a good view of...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we saw him. We were, like I said, 30, 40 yards away from him.
Was he by himself or was there anybody else?
Yeah, I didn't see anyone else. I just saw him on the roof with the rifle.
Was he a young man or old?
He looked to be between the ages of 30 and 40-ish. He wasn't super old, but kind of young.
Okay, if you can pause that, but keep that up. Okay, for radio listeners, here is a picture of 37-year-old Maxwell Yerrick. Mm-hmm. Who was a member of Antifa. And this man, and I can confirm this, has a criminal history, had a criminal record history. Now, oftentimes, Antifa members, depending on location, will get processed and the records immediately tossed, expunged, or whatever, not even exist. Especially, you know, in the Kamala Harris areas, right? It's just that way. But this guy has a record in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. RT, he does. Look at this picture. That is Maxwell Yerrick. Is that really Maxwell Yerrick? Or could it be someone else? Do we know?
He was the second person named that day. There was some chubby guy, then this guy, and then Crooks. And I've never accepted Crooks being the shooter on the roof. And why? I just sent Eric a picture.
Okay.
You look at those three faces and then try and tell me it's Crooks on the roof.
Now, I just want to be clear, though. Okay, this product, this video product, folks, it is all credit goes to Samantha. Her website is samanthastwitch.com, and you can follow her. I think it's at Samantha's Twitch as well. But on YouTube, she's got a YouTube channel, Samantha's Twitch. You can I'll put the link in the program description box. Follow her. Okay, I mean, so, seriously, there's her website. I don't know. I've never met this person. I've never, but you know what? We get a lot of information, and some of it checks out, and some doesn't. But you're right. Okay, so RT, you sent some photographs.
I just sent a photograph, a singular photograph.
Okay,
and that is the thing that's kept me awake at night.
Okay.
Hold on
to see if this video does. Okay, there we go. For radio listeners, you're a shooter in Crooks.
I
just want to say this. Okay, that picture of Crooks is, I'm going to say, at least 6 years old.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at facial structure.
And indeed, as well as what's going to be important, and what Samantha came up with is ear. The ears. Okay, go ahead, sir.
And the top lip.
Okay. All right. Let's get, if we can, Eric the Tech, if we can pick up where we left off on Samantha's video. Again, all credit goes to. We're not trying to take any credit.
No.
So Samantha's Twitch or Sam's Twitch.com. And the link will be at HagmanPI.com, and follow her, subscribe to her, and all that stuff. Okay, here's the rest of the video.
Shows Maxwell Gurek being taken to jail. Investigators say he tried to fight an officer who had just been pepper sprayed. All three are charged with assaulting police officers and rioting outside of Donald Trump's event at the convention center just after 7:45 last night. Hooper and Gurek are also charged with resisting arrest. It all happened minutes after Trump's speech wrapped up, and all four officers were treated on scene for minor injuries.
Now pay attention to this ear. My apologies to radio listeners. You can go to Rumble and check out the images, or go directly to Samantha's YouTube channel. Okay, I'm going to hold you in suspense. Go ahead and cut that, folks. For both videos and to watch the rest of this, you can go directly to Samantha's YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow her as well. Social profile, and we thank our listeners and viewers for being great citizen journalists, investigative journalists, and thank them. They're doing better work, I think, than the media. RT, your thoughts on all of this?
Oh, she's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
She's the shooter never matched, really, never matched up. I didn't have the ear stuff. I had never ventured down that road.
Very distinctive ears.
Yeah, I had never seen that picture of his ears, honestly, anywhere. The only thing picture was the facial picture. All I know is that when I looked at the mouth and the way the upper lip comes up, and just the shape of the face, It doesn't look like Crux. That's just my opinion. I've mentioned that before, but I'm glad this lady was able to back it up with the ear, because that's pretty critical. Roger Stone, somebody I know on Twitter was giving Roger a really hard time. And right, because Roger was raising that question from the beginning.
Right.
You know, how do we?
Yeah,
bingo. I mean, and everybody has had their mind so set on Crooks. And that's just because that's what the FBI has fed, information they've fed. They're really trying to throw breadcrumbs out to lead everybody down different trails. The advantage they have right now is all the confusion. The federal government, there's something seriously wrong. Whoever planned this, mathematically, and they know the flaws in communications the Secret Service have. They know, they made sure that roof wasn't covered. This is, whoever did this, lined this up. Now, that was the hand of God that saved Donald Trump's life. But whoever did this is genius level. Because they took advantage of every flaw they know in operational procedure. And they even had a backup plan with what you were explaining, Doug, with the explosive on the crane.
And I will confirm that 100%, brother.
They absolutely had a backup plan, and in my firm belief, there were people somewhere in that crowd and close that if that crane had toppled or anything, that the hydraulic spray everywhere, I believe that they had people in close that if they could, they would have assassinated Trump. This whole thing makes your stomach turn. You know, it's one thing, like, I've watched the Reagan shooting a lot of times. This here is far more complex, but it played out like a movie script. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Where everybody already knew what they were supposed to do and not do, even if by accident. This is... I've told you before that, and I mentioned a couple names, I don't get to say it on the air, but there's one person I know in our government that really scares me. I talked about this, and this guy scares me because he's so smart.
I know.
We're talking genius level, and the thing is, this person would have control all over this. Unquestionable control. Because the agencies all work for him, technically.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say about that person. That person is scary.
He's evil, in my view. He is evil. He's a public figure. Alejandro Mayorkas. And what in the hell is he doing?
Doug just called him out, because I'm going to tell you, that man is a minion of Satan.
Amen to that. And subpoenas can be directed to
his squads.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, it's a different day, different subpoena.
DHS is in charge of these agencies. That's the scary part.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Okay, so I respect Dan Bongino a lot. Okay, he's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's after the truth, but he's going after the Secret Service, the men who he knows that are good guys, to speak out against the shortcomings and the he said it yesterday and the day before. He said, look, some of this could be chalked up to incompetence. He's very slow to talk, as we are, very slow to engage in anything. We're not going to get ahead of the investigation, our own investigation. Okay, I'm not talking about their. We're not going to get ahead of ours. And hopefully, Samantha, you could see that. Because of the time that we spent prior to showing that video, so that we want to be correct, don't we? I mean, as opposed to being first out. Go ahead.
Look what first out's done.
Yes,
everybody's first out, and now they're turning on each other. First out, and we're not going to get anywhere like that. We want the truth, and It's just like Kennedy assassination. There's several of us that believe we know the truth, but we can't prove it. And it's still, how many years ago was that? Yeah. Stop and think about it. A well-planned crime is hard, hard, hard. And the problem here is so many people have motive to want to kill President Trump. It isn't like it's one person. There's so much hatred for that man because he's followed up all their plans.
Yes.
And they want him dead for it. They're terrified because they know in November they're going to see record numbers of votes for Trump. And they know they got their hands full because they want to cheat. And I'm thinking about all the Biden ballots they already had made up that they got to redo now.
Well, you know about that. Okay. I truly believe in a free election. That Donald Trump would, at this moment in time, Donald Trump would win. Now, that screw the polls. I don't believe mm-hmm. a friggin' poll.
Remember last election, we talked about this, Doug, that we wanted so many people to vote for Trump that even when these little bastards cheated, it wouldn't put Biden in office.
Correct.
We talked about that before the last election. All this stuff that we're talking about has been on this platform.
And look, the system is broken, and we are operating now with a broken system, which is why people are saying, oh, you get out and vote. Everyone needs to get out and vote. Well, why? Because you've got to get above that too big to rig.
Yes.
You've got to go there.
Thank you. We
shouldn't have to do that. Get rid of the friggin' machines, okay, mm-hmm. and put some oversight on the elections. One day, one person, one vote, voter ID, mm-hmm. and shut the freak up, okay?
Yep.
And a story. Just do your friggin' jobs.
It could be people. It boils down to, in November, it has to be bullets or ballots.
And that's exactly where we're headed.
And I don't know how else to put this to you. It's plain and simple. You're either going to ballot or bullet. And this is your last chance at ballots. Be advised. Take my word for it.
We're seeing it play out in Venezuela. We're seeing it play out in Venezuela right now.
Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, if you... Eric the Tech, I know you're screaming busy over there, but if you want to put up the
we love you, buddy.
Give him cookies. Send him cookies because he's the hardest man I know.
Anyway,
you got to be careful.
And he has, ladies and gentlemen, Eric has to scramble. You know, we all get the luxury of preparing what we're doing. Eric is like on the fly. Boom, 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 boom. And I've never met anybody like him that could produce stuff that fast.
I give him stuff like, you know, as the music, intro music is playing, I'll send something to him, and it's like, here. He's like, what are you doing to me? But, okay, so if we have it queued up, go ahead and play that Venezuela clip. Because here's where we're headed.
Oh, man.
If we don't fix it, I guarantee flipping to you, here's where we're
headed. Every major city in the United States.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah. This is Venezuela. This is over the election fraud in Venezuela.
The people are rising up.
Some of the cops who came out for the uniform joining the people. Others
were
shooting people.
They're arming the people now.
With some, yes. Others loyal to the communist regime. I'm telling you, this is what they want for America.
Yes, look at that, ladies and gentlemen, and stop and think about that. Antifa thinks that they know how to riot. Man, you don't even know what a party is, you bunch of bunks. You have no idea what real riots and real anger and real protests look like. You don't have a clue because you guys are a bunch of little pansies, okay, that beat up little old ladies and shoot people sitting in chairs guarding businesses. You guys are pansy. I'll tell you right now, man for man, if the conservatives ever show up, conservative patriots, you are done. You better thank God every day that we don't get out in the streets and riot like you little twits.
Yeah, we'll redefine what that means.
You know it too, Doug.
Yeah, yeah. Now, okay, just so we don't stray too far. So I am very concerned. Again, Dan Bongino, excellent with respect to the internal workings of the U.S. Secret Service because he was one of them inside there. And he's really doing a great job with that. Yep. Now, But what he's not doing, in my view, what he's not doing or necessarily needs to do is go where we're going, and that is, well, wait a second. Everyone says Thomas Crooks is the shooter. Do we even know that for a fact? Has the coroner released any information? The answer to that, as of this morning, is no. Will they release information? The answer to that, based on my... I have to be careful because I... The answer to that is no. Okay, period. No. Why? Under orders by certain agencies. Okay? Yep. Now, when will that information, the identity, when can you comply? The question, when can you comply with the Pennsylvania Open Records Act? In fact, if you can pull up page one, okay, page one on the show notes, HagmanPI.com. This is Pennsylvania Open Records Act, the draft sheet. Well, the Butler County PA Coroner's Office, FAQs. This is page one, Eric the Tech, if you can show that on the screen. He's trying to blow that up, enlarge it, that is. The reason, of course, is really small. But anyway, there we go. Man, you do great work. Look at that. Under FAQs at the Butler County PA Coroner's Office, look at this. So where can I obtain that? Why is the coroner involved? All good questions. And look, I was just down at Erie County Coroner's Office about a week and a half ago. Let me tell you, I don't want to stray. Go down to number 21 if you can. Who'll clean up the mess for me? Okay. Number 21, how do I obtain a copy of an autopsy, coroner's report, and toxicology report? Now, first of all, the coroner's report is something totally different from an autopsy report and toxicology report. Oftentimes on an autopsy report or even a coroner's report, in the case of my county, I can guarantee, and counties are different, again, slightly different, in terms of their operations, but the tox report or the toxicology report usually, most often, is part of the coroner's report's narrative. So a coroner's report basically is two pages or one single piece of paper with front and back stuff. I could show you, but I'm not going to because I don't want people to, it's an active case. So on the front, you've got the basic information, name of decedent, and so on. And on the back, you've got a narrative. Okay, that's in this county, perhaps in your county in Pennsylvania, it's different or different state. And the narrative is written by the individual who arrives on the scene. So whoever was dispatched, and this has to be, by state law, by Commonwealth law in Pennsylvania, there had to be someone from Butler County Coroner's Office dispatched to that fairground to declare the guy, that whoever was on the roof, his face blown off or whatever, brains all over the place. Yeah, he's dead. And then the firefighter, God bless that man, that family, to declare, yeah, he's dead. Okay. Yeah, that's the process. But on the back is the narrative saying, okay, at X 1850 hours, I arrived at the scene, and this is what I did. This is who I met. The circumstances. So,
like a police report.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it doesn't go into great detail, but it gives you enough. And it'll usually say, like, see incident number XX or like 24 dash whatever for, you know.
And it's like a chronological report almost of the events at the scene.
From the time that deputy
the person arrives.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So, and within that narrative, often they will have a, depending on when you actually get the coroner's report, because a talk screen takes a while. So, contrary to popular, but you can rush that if it's a high-profile case. But And I've gotten hundreds of these reports before, okay, and they do change over time. But one last thing, and then I want you to chime in here. If you can put up, this would be page two. Pennsylvania has an open records policy. What can you get from the coroner's report? So coroner's public information report. This is a sample. That doesn't mean the please, folks, that doesn't mean the coroner, the office has to comply with this format, but they have to provide at least a basic, somewhat similar to this. This is just a sample of what the coroner would release. Okay, so you've got the name, age, race, date of birth, or date of death, I'm sorry, time of death, place of death, and so on. You get the idea. Whether there was an autopsy, and believe me, there would be an autopsy done on the shooter, but also how the person was identified. Because you have people who are found dead that aren't readily identified right away. You can't leave the bodies laying around. I'm telling you right now, it really affects morale because, you know, they break down, right?
Yeah.
So, but everything is being held up in the county. Am I suggesting anything nefarious? No. By the coroner? Absolutely not. But why?
Yeah, there's still curiosity.
Yes.
You know.
Okay, so I just wanted to give people that because no one's asking the question. Right. How did you identify this person? Is that person the shooter, let's shoot, Thomas Crooks? Is he? What does the coroner have to say about this?
Yeah, you might want to make sure that the corpse matches the narrative.
There you go, my friend. And you and I have been involved in investigations like this for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right, though. Things are falling out of sequence here, and that's very questionable.
Right.
Because of Fed involvement, in my opinion.
It's all Fed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure that coroner is a very good person, you know, and the people on the ground were doing everything they were supposed to do, except there were some anomalies. And the thing is, it's almost like people were placed and timed and things in different ways that, like, for the guy to get up on the building, stop and think about that. If there were police officers inside the building and that was like a command center with whiteboards and stuff like that, it's really incredible that he was able to get on that building. But whoever planned this knew.
Let me say this. There was a command post, but it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But it was not there. It was not in that second floor window. There was a command post, and the command, you can listen to Bongino on this. In the command post, and this is what I was told by my source, and Dan Bongino also confirmed this. You've got...
Where was it exactly?
That was not disclosed, okay? There was a room, and I do suspect it was in that building, the AGR. Now, I could be wrong.
Because I saw a whiteboard and that was stuff
That was in the AGR building, second floor, where the window was. So there was but that was not the command post, according to the information I have from the man.
I don't know that individual. Okay. So
I'm not sure where I was going with that, but they do have, they're supposed to have, and we did this with emergency medical services. Hmm. When I worked, even back in the 70s, late 70s, we had radios. So if I was sitting in the dispatcher's office, there would be a radio for the paramedic.
They were claiming that they weren't, they're not able to operate on the same frequency.
Correct.
Or something. And I'm like,
no, and that's true. There was not, for example, if you were local, you couldn't operate or you couldn't talk to the feds. So what they
would think that after all the years that there's been a Secret Service, that you would be able to chime in with any frequency in the United States.
You would think, but that's not the case. And I got to tell you, brother, that would lead to a lot of over talking and open mics and all kinds of crap.
Probably. Okay,
so there's a room. I don't know where this was but I do believe it was within AGR, where they had or should have had a member of the Secret Service with a radio, a member of the PSP with a radio, a member
all talking to each other.
Yeah, well, all listening. And if the PSP said, hey, there's a guy with a, you know, machete over here, U.S. Secret Service and everyone else could say, hey, you know.
In 10 seconds, you'd get a response.
Yeah.
This is what I was saying about whoever planned this knows about these flaws and utilize those flaws.
I have
because
to agree
I'm telling you right now, if God didn't want, if he didn't want to intercede on Trump's behalf, we would have already been to a funeral. This is such a what the feds are feeding, they're trying to pawn it off like another Lee Harvey Oswald. You know, here's the dead body, here's a rifle. You know, I'm surprised they left a theater. You know, it's unbelievable. We're being fed, and when you watched that thing yesterday with the Senate, it almost seemed like the Democrats, the females, not really the guys so much, but it's almost like they were trying to create an excuse for what happened, for the procedures and for this and for that. You know what I'm saying? Where there were some questions that really needed to be answered. And if you noticed, anybody watched it, they were very uncomfortable being questioned. There's the one guy that's the new guy in the
Ron
Secret
Rowe
Service.
Jr. Yes, Ron Rowe Jr.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of an attitude. And he's like, you know, we're broken and all that. You're broken.
Well, now, again, this was in response to the Secret Service.
That email. That's about that email. Do you have a copy? There's a copy of the email if you don't have it.
Go to page 4 in the show notes.
Okay.
As soon as Eric the Tech stops, right now he's actually engaged in he's dying over there. He took a sip of, you're right? He took a sip of something and he's choking.
Now he's smiling.
I might have to go check his pulse. There goes Eric Tech fan club saying, oh, no. There it is.
Yeah. Okay. Deleted that email.
Exactly. Secret Service deletes the email that we're talking about. Now, within this article, and this, I'm not sure, it's by RVM News staff dated today. If you scroll down, Eric the Tech, to a kind of yellowish looking thing, I don't know. You gonna be all right, man? I'm worried about him. Right there. There's the copy of the email sent by the Secret Service sniper to all the uniform division, I believe it is, or the sniper. I'm not sure if it was the counter sniper or the uniform division, but you can read it on the screen. I can't see it from here. But the bottom line is, he's saying, look, the top five have to go. The problems are not solved. And folks, you can, again, the link is at HagmanPI.com. Go there and click on the show.
And thank God he's got the guts to say it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And,
you know, because they're messed up.
Oh, incredibly messed up. So this was deleted.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with your permission, and then we can, then you can have the floor. We're going to go to video 2 in the show notes, Josh Hawley, yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
This is good.
Why has no one involved in this shooting been fired? Now, again, the focus from by the Senate and by the House is on the problems within the government agency under their purview. And there is a really great possibility here that we have to talk about, and that's somebody who could get to the bottom of this shooting. And but am I holding my breath? No, but it's there.
I heard Robert Mueller volunteered.
Yeah,
I'm just
Comey. The Johnson Commission. You got to be frigging kidding me. You think you're getting anything out of this?
Or Brennan.
Let's put Brennan in charge.
Your head hurts now.
I got something throbbing right there. Okay, let's go to cut two. It's rather lengthy, but it's important because you're going to witness this Roe, now the acting head of the Secret Service, just totally self-immolate. I'm telling you, it's something to watch.
It's like an implosion.
Yeah, really. So, again, we need the entirety of the video. This is video two. Go ahead and run that.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, Director Roe, can you put your first poster, your first demonstrative back up?
Please put A up, please.
Let's make sure everybody can see it. This is the photograph, I believe, that you took, your team took of the roof, the AGR roof. Yeah, that's the one. Okay, so from this vantage point, as the law enforcement who are in those windows, as they look left, they should be able to see the shooter clearly there on the AGR second floor roof. My question is, why is there not a Secret Service counter sniper on that roof?
So, Senator, when we post up, our methodology is to look at things that can see in on our protectees so that they can provide that coverage.
But why is there not a Secret Service counter sniper there with clear line of sight? That roof has a clear line of sight to the former president. Why didn't you put a Secret Service counter sniper there?
The Secret Service's counter sniper role is to neutralize those threats that are looking in on us from where the protectee is, not necessarily
You think
this
maybe
position.
You might want to revise that protocol in light of what happened here?
They were protecting the principal, and I think
the principal got shot.
I understand that, sir.
So do you think you might want to revise the protocol? Let me ask you this. Who is the lead site agent who made the decision to leave the AGR building completely outside of the security perimeter? Who was that?
Senator, I cannot give you that name. This person is operational. They're still doing investigations. They're still doing protective visits.
Have they been relieved of duty?
Senator, they have not
been relieved
of duty.
I know their name, by the way. Why have they not been relieved of duty?
They are still cooperating, not only being interviewed by the FBI, but also by our Office of Professional Responsibility. And we will let the facts of the mission assurance and any further investigations play out.
Isn't the fact that a former president was shot, that a good American is dead, that other Americans were critically wounded, isn't that enough mission failure for you to say that the person who decided that building should not be in the security perimeter probably ought to be stepped down?
Senator, I think you're using the word decided, and I think we need to allow the investigation play out to include.
Who did make the decision then? If it wasn't the lead site agent, who made the decision not to put that in the security perimeter?
Senator, you're zeroing in on one particular agent. I want to find out exactly what was the entire decision process. So I think I want to be neutral and make sure that we get to the bottom of it and interview everybody in order to determine if there was more than one person who perhaps exercised bad judgment.
Well, sure. My question is, why don't you relieve everybody of duty who made bad judgment? So, yeah, you're right. I am zeroing in on somebody. I'm trying to find somebody who's accountable here.
And we
so you're telling me that the person who made the decision not to include this in the perimeter has not been relieved of duty. What about the person who's in charge of the interoperability of radio frequencies between local law enforcement and Secret Service? Has that person been relieved of duty?
No, Senator, because interoperability is a challenge, is a greater challenge than just one person. On that day, we had a counterpart system. It failed spectacularly.
As the person who made the decision to send Donald Trump onto stage knowing that you had a security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir, they haven't.
As the person who decided not to pull the former president off of stage when you knew that, in your words, the locals were working a serious security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir. Again, I refer you back to my original answer that we are investigating this through a mission assurance. And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly what the
decision-making
process was?
What more do you need to investigate to know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I need my investigators to do their job. And I cannot.
A lot of people didn't do their jobs.
I cannot put my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean? Put your thumb on the scale.
The objective. You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing. I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret
Service.
Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days, just like you have.
Fire somebody to hold them accountable.
Senator, I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity and not rush to judgment and put people unfairly persecuted.
I unfairly persecuted?
Unfairly,
we've got people
sir,
who are
we
dead.
Have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
You said earlier that you've got to make sure that your protocols are followed, and unless there's a protocol violation, people wouldn't be disciplined. I would just say to you, I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rally goers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols.
Senator, I think this is where you and I agree. This was a failure, and we will get to the bottom of it.
Well, I hope you're going to do something about it. Let me ask you something else. The Real Clear Politics reports this morning that you were directly involved in denying additional security resources and personnel, including counter snipers, not just to this event, but over the last 2 years that President Trump's team repeatedly asked for these additional resources, and you personally were involved in denying them. Is that true?
Senator, as I stated earlier, that is not true.
So you never denied any resources to former President Trump's team?
No, not me. No,
and,
sir.
And you weren't involved in any of that? You were never involved in the decision making.
No, sir, I was not.
Let me ask you just one or two other things here quickly. Well, whistleblowers tell me that, in fact, law enforcement were stationed to be on that roof and that law enforcement abandoned their post because it was too hot. Is that accurate?
Senator, I have heard that as well. They posted up inside. And I think moving forward, as I said earlier, we're going to ensure that state and local counter snipers are on roofs.
But do you know if someone was supposed to be on the roof? Do you know if someone was, in fact, that's what the whistleblowers tells me, that may or may not be accurate. Do you know that to be the fact? Was somebody posted to the roof, local law enforcement or whomever?
I do not know that to be a fact.
Well, can I ask you why you don't know that?
Again, Senator, we are looking at this, and they should have been on that roof. And the fact that they were in the building is something that I'm still trying to understand.
I just want to express my frustration, Director, that 17 days or whatever it's been, that whistleblowers are telling us more than you are, and you don't know, you haven't ascertained if there was supposed to be law enforcement on the roof. That seems like a pretty basic fact. I'm also told that local law enforcement suppliers offered the Secret Service drones, and you declined them. Is that true?
So, Senator, I've been very transparent and forthcoming.
Your agency has not been transparent and forthcoming, so please, let's not go there.
I have been forthcoming, sir.
That remains to be seen. You've been on the job a few days. So far, you fired nobody. Now, the drones.
Thank you,
were
sir.
Were you offered drones?
Senator Hawley.
So there was an offer to fly a drone on that day.
And why did you deny it?
I think the ability of local law enforcement to provide an asset, we probably should have taken them up on it if it was offered.
All right.
Senator Cruz.
What happens next, by the way, with Cruz is absolutely incredible. But on this issue, anything strike you, RT, as being...
Yeah, he's full of shit. And this guy's and Holly's good, because I'm going to tell you the truth, and I've taken flack for this. Okay, I honestly have not seen a video yet that actually shows their supposed shooter crawling to the top where the ridge line is. We talked about that.
That's
the roof,
right?
Peak, yep. Looking over and firing the three shots that they claim.
Well, there were eight casings or cartridges found next to his body.
That's crap. Yeah. They found him. They found those in the book depository in Dallas. Dude.
There you go.
Listen, that kid was up on the roof, and he may have fired his weapon, but I don't know where he fired it, because in my opinion, and I said this day one, and I mean, I've looked through a scope of a rifle, too. I don't have any proof whatsoever that other than the couple times that he flopped up like that when he was laying down, ever had a visual on Trump. Because he couldn't do it without crawling up and breaking the ridgeline.
Correct.
There's no way. Best he could do, where the way he was angled, would be shooting at something like the water tower. It was that he, and I have, we got video of everything else that day. I don't have one video that puts him over the ridgeline and firing, or even up to the ridgeline with a rifle balanced on the ridgeline firing. Nothing. No, nada, nowhere. That's why I firmly believe the kid was, if he did fire, it was ineffective. He is not the one to took out Trump. He took a chunk out of Trump's ear. No. Absolutely not. And you know what? I'll stand to that. This is, they are creating such a patsy here. It's ridiculous. Now, yeah, who he was on that roof, I don't know. We're still talking about that. That remains to be seen. But whoever it is that took a bullet down their throat, okay, that he did not take a chunk out of Trump's ear. No, no, no. Stand back and look at the line, his line, his visual line. And unless he actually put his head over the top to fire, he could not have fired. The best he would have would still be 30 feet above Trump's head. This is not, there's a bunch of lies being told here. There's a whole bunch of lies. And that when the first thing starts with was, what's his identity? That would be nice. That's the basic, what you just said.
Confirm
absolutely.
That,
absolutely. Give us a starting point. They don't want a starting point because people are going to go to prison over this.
Well, they should go to prison, whether or not that happens.
You know what? I'll tell you what. We, as people, should demand. This is so... We're the United States of America. What the hell? We can't protect the leaders? We can't protect a high profile? Who the hell would want to come and visit on international anything? You know, politics.
Yeah, amen to that.
How can you assure somebody's safety?
You bring your own detail.
Thank you. You'd have to have, like, Netanyahu. He better have, the best of the best with him. Because we suck at it.
Well, interestingly, you say that we suck at it. I think this was failure by design, and
yes,
I think
I do. I'm more disappointed, Doug, with what's happened since those shots. You know,
amen to that. Now we, but this has the reason we are focused on this is because ripping at this tale will, in my estimation, in my view, professional view, will tell us, give us some insight into the individuals who are really occupying the shadow government and trying to take down the U.S. government. Go ahead.
Which is what you're saying, because if we could turn around, let's say, and put Matthew Yurick up there, that's a whole different line of pursuing whoever talked to that kid.
We're both, actually. You know,
exactly.
You know?
We have to have a starting point.
Well, yes, and it has to be. The lies have to stop. The lies from this guy. Now, what really, if we may, the video three, this is, I guess this was the one I was referencing where the, this is right after Hawley got done questioning. This is Cruz now questioning this guy. Now there's some additional information here that people need to hear because, again, failure is not really an excuse, although there were failures, but they were, it's almost like somebody trying to put, putting oil in their gas tank. Okay. What are you, stupid? Okay. Maybe you are, but then again, perhaps maybe that's done for a different reason or, you know, something like that. But we'll play video three, and then, again, your take after it. This is Cruz right after Josh Hawley got done questioning. Very interesting. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rowe, thank you for being here. I agree with what you said at the outset, that the individual Secret Service agents demonstrated remarkable personal courage, putting their bodies in between the line of sight of the shooter and the president. That being said, the bravery of the line agents is quite different from the decisions of Secret Service leadership. Secret Service leadership committed catastrophic security failures. Indeed, the worst security failures for the Secret Service since 1981, since the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan. It is incumbent upon this committee to determine why those security failures happened. Just after the shooting, Secret Service put out an official statement from your spokesperson that says there's an untrue assertion that a member of the former president's team requested additional security resources and that those were rebuffed. This is absolutely false. In fact, we added protective resources and technology and capabilities as part of the increased campaign travel tempo. Was this tweet accurate?
With respect to Butler, Pennsylvania, it is accurate, sir.
It is accurate that the Trump team had not asked for additional security and had not been rebuffed.
If you're talking about Butler, Pennsylvania, all assets requested were approved. If you're talking about the media reporting of assets requested, there were times when assets were unavailable and not able to be filled, and those gaps were staffed with state and local law enforcement tactical assets.
So I'm reading from the Washington Post, July 20th, 2024. Secret Service said to have denied requests for more security at Trump events. The opening paragraph. Top officials of the U.S. Secret Service repeatedly denied requests for additional resources and personnel sought by Donald Trump's security detail in the 2 years leading up to his attempted assassination, according to four people familiar with the requests. Is that right, that repeatedly the Trump detail asked for more resources and repeatedly Secret Service leadership turned that down?
That is not accurate, Senator. Assets are requested. There's a process that is made.
How many requests did the Trump team or the Trump detail ask for?
I can get you that number in a queue.
You don't know now.
So I can speak to the ones that reported in the Washington Post, and we can go through them if you like.
But you don't know how many requests there were.
In general, how many requests since 2021 that the former Trump detail has made a request for assets?
You've had 2 weeks. You had a spokesperson put something out that is false on its face. By the way, did you approve this statement when it went out?
I don't know if I did or didn't, Senator.
Is he still employed?
Does he still have a job? He is still employed, Senator.
So he lied on behalf of the Secret Service. He still has a job. Did your predecessor, the former director, did she approve this statement?
Senator, our comms team, they send out statements, they do deconflict them, and they put them out.
Did she approve this statement?
I don't know if she did or did not, Senator.
And you don't know if you did either?
I don't recall approving it, Senator.
What the hell
will
do
you
know?
Commit to provide this committee in writing?
Oh, it gets better now.
Every written request for additional resources from the Trump campaign or the Trump detail and every response from Secret Service.
Senator, I will commit to providing responses and getting you the information that you are seeking.
Let me ask you something. And who makes the decision to deny those requests? Did you make that decision?
Which requests? Are you talking about the ones that were in the Washington Post?
Yes.
The process, sir, is that a detail will make a request for either staffing, technical assets. That is handled between the field office and the detail. It goes up to a logistics office between our.
Okay, so there's a bureaucracy. Is there a decision maker?
It's not a bureaucracy, Senator.
Give me the person that's the decision maker. Is there one?
Senator, it's a conversation. It's not just an absolute yay or nay.
So let me tell you what I believe. I believe that the Secret Service leadership made a political decision to deny these requests. And I think the Biden administration has been suffused with partisan politics. Did the same person who denied the request for additional security to President Trump also repeatedly deny the request for security to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose father was murdered by an assassin and whose uncle was murdered by an assassin? Did the same person make that decision?
Senator, what I will tell you is that Secret Service agents are not political.
Okay, you're not answering my question. But you know what? Leadership appointed by the president is political. I have a simple question, yes or no. Did the same person deny the Trump request that also denied the RFK request? That's a yes or no question.
Senator, that is not a yes or no question. One, there is a process for a candidate nominee to receive protection.
Is there,
that
does the
is
buck
a bicameral,
stop anywhere? Does
the buck stop anywhere? That is a bicameral, bipartisan anywhere? Process so, that the Hill
it's
participates
It's a bicameral, bipartisan process? What camera?
For a candidate,
you,
for
you
a
are not
candidate
a Congress. You don't have a camera.
Mr. Kennedy submitted a request that was referred over to the CPAC.
Okay, you're refusing to answer the question. Let me ask, because the failures on that day were catastrophic. By the way, is it true that on the day of the Butler event that Secret Service transferred agent from President Trump to the First Lady?
No, sir, that's not true.
That's been widely reported.
It's not true. There was one airport agent that actually went on the manpower request for the Trump detail. They handled the arrival at the airport.
What
for
is
the
relative?
Lady
what was the relative the, size of the Trump detail compared to the detail that is assigned to the President of the First Lady?
Senator, the former president travels with a full shift, just like the president.
What's the so the exact same size? Is that your testimony that President Trump had the same size detail that President Biden has?
On the day of in Butler, the agents surrounding him, it is the same number of agents surrounding the president today. There is a difference between a sitting president who also not only
Hold on, you're using president in a way that is not clear. Is it your testimony that in Butler, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump had the same number of agents protecting him that Joe Biden has at a comparable event?
I'm telling you the shift, the close protection shift surrounding.
That's
yes
what
you
no.
asked me, Senator, and I'm trying to answer it.
You are not answering it. Is it the same number of agents or not?
Senator, there is a difference between the sitting president of the United States.
Then what's the difference?
The difference?
2X, 3X, 5X,
National
10X?
Command authority to launch a nuclear strike, sir.
I'm
there
I'm
are
not
other assets
how many
that
more
travel
agents?
With the president that
sir,
the former president
sir,
will
you
not
are refusing
get.
To answer
but the number
straight,
of Secret Service
sir,
agents protecting him.
Stop interrupting me.
Go ahead,
you
Senator.
You are refusing to answer clear and direct questions. I am asking the relative difference in the number of agents between those assigned to Donald Trump and those assigned to Joe Biden. I'm not asking why you assign more to Joe Biden. I'm asking, is the difference, is it 2X? Is it 3X? Is it 5X? Is it 10X?
Senator, I will get you that number so you can see it with your own.
You should have had the friggin' number. RT, your
he
thoughts on this
He should be able to answer that right off the top of his head.
I can tell you right now, there
that's
were 155, based on my information and based on, I think this was made public, 155 law enforcement personnel at the site. Secret Service accounts for about half, less than half, actually, about 70 at Butler. Included or perhaps in addition to that 70 were Homeland Security investigators. This is the Mayorkas crowd. And the remaining a comparable number, about 70, roughly, or 65 local law enforcement or state and local. That's those are the numbers I have. And folks, if you've got
DHS
numbers, let me know.
Investigators.
Yeah, yeah. Homeland
yeah,
Security
the ones,
investigators.
The ones that are going to tell the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Create.
Amazing.
Yes.
And right back to Mayorkas. Right straight back to that son of a bitch.
Amen to that.
I'll tell you what, that's a dangerous man. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me out there. That's a very dangerous individual, and that's who you need to be watching. Okay? He is. Well, think about it. They go after him for anything, and he's just like a slippery snake. Just gets away. I'm telling
Amen
you.
Amen to that.
I'm telling you, that man is evil. Evil.
Him and.
You see it in his eyes.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, there are too many people, too many entities, too many organizations who are trying to make this incident go away. Memory hole it from Google, Facebook. Hey, this didn't happen. Or you know, it was
you're
a fictitious
no, you're noticing
event.
That.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you're noticing that, too.
Yes.
Try and do anything. Anything in Google that has to do with the Donald Trump assassination, and the best you get is vague.
Vague. The algorithm. We're fixing the algorithm. What a bunch of crap, right?
Yep.
It's just not happening. So
they're rewriting. They're trying to rewrite history here. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
You're 100% accurate on this. And look, we're back to the most basic of questions. Why haven't those in positions of oversight, especially those, come out and said, okay, here is exactly what we know. This is the individual who is deceased with the rifle on the rooftop. This is his name. This is his vehicle. This is his. This is how he got. Hey, Samantha's video. Van approximately 10 miles away. Registered to Yurik in Arizona. Okay, with explosives in the van.
Okay, they just stole it away.
Well, yeah. Hey, stay in your house. We got a little situation out here. 10 miles away, 7-10 miles. But so okay, was that Crooks that or Yurik or who? We don't know yet. Okay, that's the official line. There were Crooks arrived. This is one thing I can say. Arrived by bicycle. Okay, and his bicycle was in fact at the outer perimeter of the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
There may be another body out there that nobody has even seen.
I'm counting
that was carried away.
I
kid you not. I'm thinking Yurik's on the roof, and please remember the video where Crooks pops up and he says, "I hate Republicans. I hate Donald Trump. And you know what? They got the wrong guy." That I can hear that when I go to bed. That video is in my head. It won't go away.
And we have that somewhere.
The kid told us. He was mocking us.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's at least two dead people here. And we don't have the body on the second one. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is so, oh man, the fact that if you can't beat them at the ballots, you're going to kill them. You're going to kill them. And you wonder why people are pissed off.
And I'm glad. Okay. Remember, Roe is a guy along with Cheadle. Starting on January 6th, they couldn't find, they were protecting Kamala Harris at the DNC, the Secret Service contingent, the VP-elect at that time, with a pipe bomb outside of the DNC. The Secret Service slow to react, but nonetheless, ultimately did. But the fact of the matter is, when the FBI took over that investigation, they couldn't find the source of the pipe bombs, yet the pipe bombs resembled the training material used by the FBI. Secret Service, FBI working together. Hey, what the hell's going on? Cocaine in the White House. Well, we don't know. We can't. Well, I don't know. And then the other... there are several other things. The deletion of the January 6th text. Well, we were upgrading our phones on that day. Really? You think we're stupid? Okay. So this guy, that Roe guy, is one of at least five at the top level of this bureaucracy that should be not just fired, but looked at for potential seditious activity and treason activity. Go ahead.
The guy that they were questioning, you don't talk to the Senate like that during an investigation. This is a damn question. And my question is this. He's only going through the last 17 days. You don't know. No, the last 17 days, we don't know what you've been doing.
Yeah.
You've done nothing. You came here. You can't answer the simplest of questions. You got people working in the field at the Secret Service that can answer more questions than you do. That guy is stonewalling, he's sandbagging, and he needs to face charges, because what he's doing is he is now engaged in criminal conspiracy.
That's a good point. Criminal conspiracy. I do believe that we have a very sinister and dark event here. And, fans of shows like, well, especially Columbo, perhaps is one of the greatest detective shows.
It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. But there was just
one more thing.
Just one more thing. I love it. There was one episode, and I don't recall which one it was. If I did, I probably have to There would be a problem with
it's
me.
On VHS.
It's on VHS. It's on my Betamax. Anyway, he said, you know, I remember this. In fact, I remember the original airing of this, but he said, what bothers me is when people deviate from the normal route to their normal routine. It was in response to a murder, of course. And that's what we see here. There was a deviation at this particular event that shouldn't have been, a deviation of certain practices. And I think that's what this row is hiding. I do believe, whereas, hey, we didn't accept the drone, maybe normally they do. We would have placement up there. We didn't on this day. Why? Okay, they deviated from standard policy. Was it because of a manpower issue? Maybe an argument could be. But was it because they, some people knew in advance enough to say, hey, you know what? Get down. Don't worry about that. We got that covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but they deviated from normal practice, not just at this, in this event, but in the larger scheme of things. And this is what Bongino's pointing out. They're starving Trump of Secret mm-hmm. Service assets at the expense of his life. Go ahead.
And going forward, there will be another attempt on Donald Trump's life.
That's what yes, absolutely. I 100% agree with that.
I feel that. At the end of the day, they didn't get the job done. And they're going to try again. They are adamant on this man not being president, and they don't know any other way to beat him. And I just, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at a Trump rally, please keep your eyes open. You may have to act yourselves. You do what you got to do, all right? But if the cops ain't listening to you, you're an American citizen, and I don't think anybody's going to rip you for protecting the president.
Amen to that.
So something funny just came to my head.
Eric, could you imagine, piping in.
Could you imagine being the tow company that got the call to move that van? Do you have insurance to cover this?
Yeah.
We need you to pick up a van full of explosives.
That's exactly what you want to do, right? I'm feeling suicidal today. And for the record, none of us, Eric, Doug, or myself, would never commit suicide. Remember that. Okay?
Yeah.
Just chalk that down. Because I'll tell you what, we're not going to let up on this.
I've heard some things, especially at the local level, nosing around. You know, you ought not to be putting your nose. You shouldn't be putting your nose in where it doesn't belong.
Stirring the pot. And you know what? Sorry, the pot's getting stirred.
And we need to stir it because it's our country. It's our future. And
it's our right, man. This is good against evil. Exactly. This is not left against right. This is good against evil. This is good against evil.
Man, you said that right on the money. And again, you know, the videos you saw with respect to the inquiry of Roe, they're addressing the Secret Service's actions and the political bias, which there is. That guy is so full of shit that it's beyond description. But I'll tell you something else, okay? There are people out there right now who are getting the brunt of FBI saying, look, don't talk. The people around that building in that you've seen, there have been visits by the FBI.
They've been warned.
They've been warned. Shut up.
And when they tell you to shut up, most people are going to shut up because they're terrified. And if there's anybody out there that wants to talk, you know how to get a hold of us. RT at HagmanPI.com. RT at HagmanPI.com is a safe email address you can send things to. But if, you know, the truth's going to come out. The truth, and the only way that we're going to be able to do this, we got to stick together.
I must have gotten probably three or four, maybe closer to five, six emails from people who were there at the Butler rally. I'm just up the road. Okay. We're just up the road from there. And, some of the things were okay. A couple of them I did reply to, saying, hey, you know what? We're going to have to meet in person and talk. You know, I don't want to do this over the phone and whatever, yeah, because there were some things that were inconsistent. These are individuals that were ushered away but stayed in the area after, mm-hmm, and things did not add up. So folks were still involved. And look, I did say this. I'm going to say this again, okay? Whereas you had another popular podcaster, God bless him, go to the scene with Eli Crane and Corey Mills. God bless him, man. Mm-hmm. But we don't do that because I don't want to be told what to look at. And, yeah, you know, no.
The guided tour offers nothing to the investigator. It really doesn't. You know, most of what they would tell you, you already know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and when you go, you want to go here and they're pointing you over here. It doesn't work. Okay, the truth can be hiding anywhere. And the investigator, yeah, and you're not, it shouldn't be a guided tour. It should be here. Help yourself.
Yeah. Okay, can I go over here? No. Now, that's an active, they're involved in. Okay, yeah, give me the scene for a minute. Okay, and then we'll give it right back to you. It just,
you would just be surprised when you'd turn up. I can just imagine Doug. And Doug's super inquisitive, man. He's I love it.
The curiosity killed the cat.
It makes people nervous.
Yeah. Hey, what's that right there? Oh, that's nothing. Don't worry about it.
There's so much that hasn't come out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to get pried out there. We're going to have to pull it out. And I'd just be nice to start with who actually died on that roof, you know, because I know in my gut there's two shooters. Okay. At least. And I'm thinking possibly we may have more than that. And there may be a body out there unaccounted for. Why did they're saying that Yurik just suddenly disappeared.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
See, we don't know, you know, we just don't know. But I just don't think that kid on the roof was Crooks. I just don't know.
Well, again, you know, we can speculate.
Yeah, we'll speculate. I have no proof. That's gut. That's my gut talking. And my gut's kept me alive.
There you go.
You know, I just, I won't fudge easily. You know what I mean? I have to know. And this being, and that video that kid made, Crooks. Yeah. You know, some of you have seen it, some of you haven't. Some of these videos are getting harder to find. You'll notice that.
Yeah, and we're capturing everything we find.
Everything we can. I definitely, because we need to go back and review it and review it and review it and review it.
Right.
But this is really something, and you know, pray for us. And ladies and gentlemen, please continue to support the program. We absolutely appreciate our listeners. We love you guys. We do it for you. We're doing it for you, and it's not so we can be the first one that said it. But you have to go back and admit when we do say something, pretty darn close to the truth, isn't it? It is the truth. But even when we guess. And make it in a calculated guess.
It's based on experience.
Yeah, we're usually pretty close.
Yeah.
And then we back it up with facts. But we really like people pushing for answers. Trust me, as it comes in, we will give you answers. We don't want you to push, because we're not going to tell you the wrong thing. We're not. Well, no. And when I say my feelings, that's just my gut feelings. And I'll tell you that. I'm not saying that's the gospel truth. I don't have any proof that does that. I'm just telling you what my gut tells me. And I'm clear about that. Doug's very clear about it.
There's a lot of footwork that still needs to be done. And it's difficult when you don't have that. When you're outpacing your supply lines, folks, what Randy Taylor said, look, you know what, we're in a position, and I thank everyone who's contributed to this platform, and I really appreciate that. We really appreciate
absolutely.
That. But I'll tell you what, we're running out of funds, man.
Yeah, funds, listen, guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you want this to continue, really, we need your help. And if you can spare, you know, just like I said, a couple bucks, you can donate by mail. You can go online and donate. It's really easy. And I mean, nobody sees that you're donating. Don't be afraid of the government. A lot of people are scared. Don't be. And here, coffee. The simplest thing. Buy a nice bag of coffee. Buy K-cups. This coffee is phenomenal. Drink it every day. It's good. It's great coffee. You know, and I've always been more of a McCafe kind of guy. I'll put that in. That's good coffee. But I'll put it down to have a cup of this.
I appreciate it. You know,
and I'm just letting you know, I'm not here just to push coffee. And it's little things like, you know what? I was looking the other day. Ladies and gentlemen, you go on Amazon. Grab one of Doug's books. This book right here, okay, In the Dark of Night.
Yeah.
You really need to read this. It's available on Amazon, on .ca, and on .com. Okay? It's in paperback. You see, read this. This is absolutely an incredible story. And it lets you... It's a true story. This is where you really get to know Doug Hagman even better. And if you want to talk with us after hours, what you really need to do is join our inner circle.
There you go.
Then you want to go online and donate. And what's cool is on Sunday night, like this upcoming Sunday night, we all go on a platform. You're sent the link.
Yep.
Okay. And you meet us here and you can talk to us about anything. We have such a fantastic time with our listeners that you know, do a little extra contribution, but it's a membership. And, yeah. And you know what's cool is we get on there, we laugh, we have fun, and then we talk about serious stuff. We talk about stuff we can't talk about on the air.
And sometimes, you know, people disagree. We love that, man.
You know why? It makes us go back and solidify our case a little better. Maybe we need to go back and, I didn't cross that T or dot that I.
Amen to that.
And we're all like that. But listen, do that inner membership with us. That is a fantastic way just to chat. I've been to the last four or five, and I'm going to continue doing them because honestly, I have fun. You know, I mean, it's 2 or 3 hour call. It isn't like I'm for 15 minutes. Okay. And if you need to be heard, you're going to be heard. Plain and simple. And you get to talk to Doug and you get to talk to me. Not that that's very exciting, but you get to meet Mr. Hagman and talk to him actually face to face online and ask the questions. And that's, to me, that's cool.
Or we can have white men for Harris. I think that happened. Wasn't that? I don't know.
White men for Harris. That's
we can do that. Oh my gosh.
I love it.
You know, it's just incredible.
We have a call coming up this Sunday. It's at 7 p.m. And there's, I mean, there was people there, lots of people. And we're all on like Zoom and we can talk back and forth. It's fantastic. I think you would enjoy yourself. I know that I really look forward to them now. Before I used to be like, oh man, Sunday night, 7 o'clock, I'm watching a movie with the kids and my wife. You know what? I can do that any other night at 7 o'clock. What I really enjoy is getting with the listeners.
That's the first Sunday of every month, just to be clear.
Yeah, you guys are our priority. That's it. You know, and we ask that you continue to help us. Those that are helping us financially, thank you.
Thank you.
We love you. We couldn't do it without you. Okay. And then the folks that are thinking about it, please. And if you're worried about the government or something, go online, grab the post office box on there, Hagman Investigative Services. Take a few bucks, a $5 bill, fold it up in a white piece of paper, stick it in the envelope. And if you don't want to get in any trouble, put the address to and the address from as the same. Hagman Investigative Services.
Yeah.
Okay? That way, if something goes wrong, they'll go to the return address. It still gets here. If every one of you folks really reached outside, and you know what? You don't always have to send your tithe to a church. I tithe and help. I tithe and help different organizations.
As we do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Doug helps with the children. Yep. He helps with local people. I know people that have emailed him in tears, you know, and he dropped. No. The guy's like the nicest guy in the world, man. And that's why I love him. He's like a brother, you know. I'm closer with Doug than he's my best friend.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. You can count my best friends on my hand. Seriously. That's it. That's a luxury that his life hasn't afforded best friends. My life doesn't.
No.
Please. We're grateful. Thank you.
Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Thank you very much. Folks, I hope you got something out of this. A little bit.